I've done no harm, I keep to myself. There's nothing wrong with my state of mental health. I like it here with my childhood friend. That I can see, it's just my fantasy.
It's time for your Mountain Home Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's doubleheader is brought to you by ASC Warranty, Baxter Health, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, Centennial Bank, Clear Results Glass, Farmers and Merchants Bank, First Choice Home Care, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Knox Orthopedics, Next powered by NAEC, North Arkansas Dental Group, Strider Consulting, United Country Real Estate, and White River Materials. Now let's take you to the court side with the voice of Bomber Basketball, Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, and good evening, everyone, from Bomber Gymnasium on the campus of Mount Home High School Career Academies. We are glad to be home for the first time this season. I have been looking forward to this, and so is my broadcast partner, Brad Coleman, as we're getting ready to bring you tonight's doubleheader, Mountain Home. Getting ready to take on the Badgers of BB. We will start with the girls' portion of our broadcast as we welcome you into the Lady Bombers pregame show. You excited about this, Brad?
Oh, yeah. So good to be back home. Lady Bombers have, we're able to kick off with the Jake Gray Invitational over in Valley Springs, and, man, it's nice to get back on your home court for once.
You bet. Mount Home coming into this game with a record of 2-3. BB currently 2-1, 2 out of 3 is what I meant to say over there at Valley Springs. BB currently 1-0 on the season. They started the year off a few days ago with a win over Clarksville. But I will tell you, we've talked about teams that are young before. This is the definition of a young team, considering the fact that they start 3 freshmen.
Yeah, this is a team that Mountain Home went to BB last year, was able to take on. They're out of the 5A Central, I believe, is what they're in. And it's a 5A opponent, and we went down to BB last year. And honestly, this Lady Bomber team just had their way with BB. We were able to get a lot of pressure on them, get a lot of steals, and we had a running clock pretty early in that second half last year. And but it's a team that's reloaded. They had a lot of freshmen. Those freshmen are coming up and playing this year. They're kind of rebuilding. They've got a new coach this year, Coach Jordan Riley. It's his first year, and I think he's kind of basically just come in and said, hey, we're going to start from the ground up, and we're going to play everybody we got and teach them our system and hope to build off of that.
Well, that was actually going to be my next question. When you bring in a new coach and they're learning a new system, it's always fascinating to me how long it takes a team to get acclimated to that.
Yeah, it just depends on the coach, depends on your personnel, depends on what you've got. And, it looked like Coach Riley looked at his team and said, hey, we've got some freshmen. Maybe the older classmen weren't buying in. I don't know any of the situation there. Sometimes that's there. Sometimes you just say, hey, we're just going to take it for what it is, and we're going to take our lumps. Kind of like Mountain Home, the Lady Bombers did, a couple years ago. They had a huge sophomore class that came in.
That's right.
Last year with Amelia and some of those girls that played a ton of minutes as sophomores. And you know what? It paid off. As their seniors, they were able to make a state tournament and, get in there and play West Memphis. And then even last year, he played a lot of sophomores with his junior group. And so it just kind of keeps building on. And then you look up and you've got depth and you've got senior-led team, and that's how you make a deep run.
I'll tell you what, this team had some mostly highs over there at Valley Springs. Did have one low in that loss to Farmington, but a good bounce back win against Clinton Saturday.
Yeah, we still talk about the low. I still don't see it as a low. I'm talking with the players. I'm talking with the coaches. They don't see it as a low. It was a team that was really, really good that exposed some weaknesses that we had. If you look back, That game was a lot closer than the final score showed. It's one that the Lady Bombers continue to build off of because they don't want that feeling again, and I think they're going to be better off for it in the long run.
You bet. Well, Mountain Home and BB getting ready to play in just a moment in this game. We're actually getting ready to have the national anthem in just a quick moment, so we're going to go ahead and take our first break, and we'll come back and check our starting lineups in just a moment as Mountain Home gets ready to play BB in this girls' matchup. You're listening to the Lady Bombers pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
The holidays have you in a money crunch, but your furnace is acting up and you need a new heating system? Central Heating and Cooling is here to help, and we have financing options available for you with approved credit. Stop by our office today at 1585 South College or give us a call at 425-4717. You can even apply online at our website at centralheatingandcooling.net. Look for the financing tab. We are not comfortable until you are. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Pumpkin spice and falling leaves means the temperatures will start falling soon. Your central heating and cooling system needs a good checkup and cleaning. We here at Central Heating and Cooling have a planned maintenance program to take care of that for you. We will change your air filters, clean your system, and check it out to prepare for the change of season. Call Central Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs at 425-4717 or centralheatingandcooling.net. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
We welcome you back to the Lady Bombers pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home's getting ready to play BB here in this girls' matchup. Let's take a look at the starting lines. First off, for the Lady Badgers, they're in their road maroons, coached by Jordan Wiley. They'll be going with one senior, Avery Mills. So she'll be joined by junior Hannah Johnson. And running out the starting line will be